Young Tory, a Canadian rapper. That's crazy. They got a Tory Lanez and then a nigga named Young Tory. So is Tory really Tory Lanez's name? I don't know. But yeah, a video came out the other day of him getting the shit beat out of him by one of his ex-managers or something like that. Now, I don't know if you've seen the video, but you could just type in hashtag Young Tory on your Instagram and watch the fight. Just Young, like Y, the shorter spell way, Y-U-N-G Tory, and hashtag that and hit the hashtag and the video will come up and you can see the video. And like, man, like that dude, you could tell that the dude that was beating him up, you could tell that he was probably more mature. You could tell that he was probably more mature than the Young Tory dude. Like he probably really was his man. He said it was his manager. Like you could tell that it was probably somebody that he looked up to, you know, blase. Now he probably was, you know, they artists and he big and they making like I said, all them artists, they change and they get into like these modes, you know, where they, you know, they feel like they can say what they want because they're the artists. It's just like NBA players, how they're like, oh, I don't like beer, like, you know what I'm saying? And then it's national news. Same thing with the rappers, like, you know, when they release something about their label, or like, oh, my manager dumb as fuck, like, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. Like, you get in heated exchanges with that management shit. That management shit is different, and then it's like a situation where you're helping a person and then they can just fire you, you know what I'm saying? It's like no managers have contracts. Like, the artist can, just like a lawyer, you can fire a lawyer at any given time, like mid trial, like, nigga, before you do that, lawyer, you fucking fire. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can fire him just like that. That's the kind of agreement that the managers have. Like, no manager can be like, fuck all that, nigga, I'm still your manager. Like they don't even make sense, you know what I'm saying? Because a manager works for, you know, just like an agent. You can fire an agent at any given time too. Like, nigga, fuck you, I ain't paying you, fuck you. Nigga, you work for me. You see what I'm saying? So that should be frustrating. You know, you working hard and shit for a person and doing all this. And then a lot of times, like, I seen it before in my own hands, like, people, like, a person could be rocking with a person for, like, years, and then they'll meet another person that has more money or, you know, they got just regular, they probably just got regular big money. Like, they ain't even doing nothing in music. They just got enough money to put more, because management, you really just want a nigga to put money behind you, take you to the studio, pay for your stew time, book your shows, also, like, I guess features, you know, some people say deal directly. If you want to do any business with me, holler at my manager first. But it got to be to a certain level, like, of it. The problem with the DMV is you have flat broke people with flat broke managers, and it's like, nigga, why the fuck I need to talk to a manager? You know what I'm saying? And that kind of throws people off, kind of runs people the wrong way. But a huge artist like that, you know, you got to be big. Even Tory Lanez spoke on the incident. Now, when I first seen it, I was like, man, this is another excuse. And I still feel like that a little bit. This is another excuse for a motherfucker to get this shit beat out of him and then try to come online and you know, it's like they pick their battle. Like, okay, how am I going to handle? I just got the shit beat out of me. How am I going to handle this shit online? That's what they all do. How am I going to handle this online? And what he chose was I'm still positive, I'm still good, everything. Like, you know, because that's what everybody, fuck that. I just seen the video again today. He beat the shit out of him, man. Like, he beat the shit out. Like, he was punching him so many times, like, in his head. He probably have a concussion. He might have had a concussion off the first punch that we seen. Now, he said it was a setup. It probably wasn't. It was probably a setup as opposed to he came up there, and then like the dude, like niggas will do that, like tell they may not tell you, they'll tell you to come somewhere, and then whole time they know when you come in the jail, they gonna like one of the niggas gonna knock you out, and then but nobody will say nothing and shit, like, oh yeah, when he come up to jail, I'm gonna just steal the shit out of him. So it probably was a situation like that, probably not a setup like that, you know what I'm saying? He probably like, what the fuck's going on? But dude looked like he was fully conscious or whatever. It looked like that first blow just threw him way off guard. Like, damn. Like, I'm told that first blow, like, it sounded like he said to him, like, nigga, square up. And then he threw one. Boom. And that joke, wow, he, man, his head almost hit the wall. He hit him so hard. And then you could tell that, now, if it was just some words and it was some beef, you know, he said a few things you didn't like, he fired you or whatever, you know, that blow that he gave him was enough. Especially if you were the big dog, you know you could whoop him. The nigga didn't even throw a punch back. That punch was enough. Now I see where the Young Tory nigga is talking, where he's like, nah, dog, you just wanted, like, he was mad and jealous and just... Don't let jealousy change you and woo, like that could have been some of that, because that was a little excessive, man. Like, I'm talking about, he was hitting him with so many hooks, like to his head, like almost like he had no love at all for him. Like, you know, you might fight and, you know, fight or something, or, you know, some of my friends that I probably don't want to, you know, don't talk to no more, or I'm mad at this person about this, but you know, as a man, you gotta keep that deep down inside or whatever. You know, if one punch of being enough, like I wouldn't even want to do anything more than a punch if it came to that. Like, I wouldn't even want to, because you got love for that person, but you hurt by the situation, you hurt by, you know, saying, you hurt by the shit that, you know, the person done to you. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, it kind of scarred your mind. Some people minds scar different. Like, man, I don't know if I can, you know, I don't want to, like, my whole thing, I never want to be the person that is sitting around and it's like questionable is, oh, no, I won't fuck with this nigga for real. You know what I'm saying? I won't fuck with this nigga no more for real, but we just going to be cordial. Cause, you know what I'm saying? I never wanted to even put myself in one of those situations. So when stuff goes south, I kind of just fade, because it's like, you know, life is short, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you should spend your time with, you know, good people and people that, you know, want to be around you. And that's the thing, that sometimes you get to a certain point where you don't, like, and this guy never know, like, he may have did something, and which I honestly doubt. I wholeheartedly believe that all of this shit was the young Tory's fault. He probably was on some fuck shit. I know how people treat managers, man. People do not treat managers good. Like, they will fuck you over in the heartbeat. If you ain't got the money, I'm with this nigga. Like, you know, that's literally how that manager shit worked. So I'm with the manager in that thing. But I'm just like, you put it on camera, and you beat the hell out of him. Like, I'm talking about, there may be a point where I had to, where he was punching him, where I had to question, did he just knock a dread out of his head? Like, it was like he punched him, and I think one of his dreads came out. Like, that's how hard he was hitting him, man. And it was like clear that he didn't want to fight back. So that's why I think the Young Tory is getting into it, where he's like, man, this is... You was jealous. You was hating, bro. You ain't had to, you know what I'm saying? You could have maybe one or two times or something, like, keep my name out your mouth or something. You know what I mean? Like, not that. You don't want to hurt nobody, you know, that you love. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, you just like, man, damn, I didn't like what you did. And obviously, you don't feel like you did anything. So it's like, you know what, man? We missing fire. So, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, you know. At a certain point in the age group, you can't really take certain shit back. You know what I'm saying? When you get over 30, it's like shit count. Like, it's like, well, I ain't got the time no more to be trying to, you know, I don't have that time no more. Like, you know, we gotta, you know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, what it is. But And like I said, this guy probably is, you know, getting money through his shows. He's probably doing something, you know, that he got a following base, you know, people know about him. And people who are celebrating and live that good life and rub it in your face because they feel like Instagram was made for that. A lot of people feel like flashing money and living life and you mad or nah? And saying shit like that, you know what I'm saying, in their captions, they feel like that's needed. That make you feel bigger than what you feel. Like me, I love to do stuff and come up when I win and just be humble with shit. I love to be the most humble. You know what I'm saying? I love to be the most humble in situations like that. My first mixtape, 60,000 views in 2 days. My first ever mixtape from putting together local music. I had all locals on there. And Alley Boy and ARM. And the Sauce Twins. All locals. And a guy from Florida. Shout out Zay Bricks. And my niggas. You know what I'm saying? The family. Box Boy everywhere. You know, shout out to all of them. Had them everywhere. 60,000 views, 2-3 days, cuz. And I remember when I got to the net, and I wanted to say, I knew I could do it. It was people I was telling. Shout out to my little friend DJ. I don't know if she check out the podcast, but shout out to her. I told her at work before I started any of this shit, I said, you know what? I feel like I could jump in the music game and do that shit on a P level. You know what I'm saying? So those type of things was going through my head. Like, but I made sure that when I came up to the top of that shit, I was humble as possible. Like, man, thanking everybody. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, that shit ain't, man, that shit make people mad, man. And just, some people may not come get you, but others will. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be careful with that. That rubbing it in people's face, man, you know, but Young Tory, man, I don't know what type of dude you are, but you got to do better than this, man. Like Tory Lanez said, man, like, you're being filmed. Ain't no need to go out like it ain't no need to go out like how you did. Like, you basically, like, it's two videos. One of the videos the last punch that he threw. Bruh, he fell on his face like, and he made a noise like, young, you a young boy, man. Like, come on now, you gotta get that man something back or something, man. Kick that nigga or something. Like, you ain't do nothing, man. He punched you and made you fall on your face like a fat boy or something, man. Like, it's like, come on, dude. Then you come back to the internet with this motto, like, I'm still positive. We know that. We want you to be that, but you still can't be going out like that, bro. And then, you know what I'm saying? But, man, check it out, man. Young Tory, man. You know, also check out his music, man. Check out his music. Another Toronto artist. You know, all them niggas is dope. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. But, hey, next time, man, hey, you need to fight back. Well, you need to find that nigga and fight him again or something, man.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.